By then, Jordan had already heard of Heisenberg's latest ideas. Before he left Göttingen at the end of July, Heisenberg gave a talk to a small circle of students and friends about his attempt to construct a quantum mechanics based solely on the relations between observable properties. When Born asked him to collaborate, Jordan jumped at the chance to recast and extend Heisenberg's original ideas into a systematic theory of quantum mechanics. Unknown to Born, as he sent Heisenberg's paper to the journal Zeitschrift für Physik, Jordan was well-versed in matrix theory through his background in mathematics. Applying these methods to quantum physics, in 2 months, Born and Jordan laid the foundations for a new quantum mechanics that others would call matrix mechanics. Once Born identified Heisenberg's multiplication rule as a rediscovery of matrix multiplication, he quickly found a matrix formula that connected position, Q, and momentum, P, using an expression that included Planck's constant. PQ minus QP equals IH over 2 pi I, where I is what mathematicians call a unit matrix. It allowed the right-hand side of the equation to be written as a matrix. It was from this fundamental equation using the methods of matrix mathematics that all of quantum mechanics was constructed in the months that followed. Born was proud to be the first person to write a physical law in terms of non-commuting symbols, but it was only a guess and my attempts to prove it failed, he recalled later. Within days of being shown the formula, Jordan came up with the rigorous mathematical derivation. No wonder Born was soon telling Bohr that aside from Heisenberg and Pauli, he considered Jordan to be the most gifted of the younger colleagues. In August, Born went on his summer holiday to Switzerland with his family, while Jordan stayed in Göttingen to write up a paper by the end of September for publication. Before it appeared in print, they sent a copy to Heisenberg, who was in Copenhagen at the time. "Here I got a paper from Born which I cannot understand at all," Heisenberg said to Bohr as he handed him the paper. "It is full of matrices, and I hardly know what they are." Heisenberg was hardly alone in not being familiar with matrices, but he set about learning the new mathematics with gusto and mastered enough to begin collaborating with Born and Jordan while still in Copenhagen. Heisenberg returned to Göttingen in the middle of October in time to help write the final version of what became known as the Dreimanner Arbeit, the three-man paper in which he, Born and Jordan presented the first logically consistent formulation of quantum mechanics, the long-sought-after new physics of the atom. However, there were already reservations being expressed about Heisenberg's initial work. Einstein wrote to Paul Ehrenfest, "In Göttingen they believe it. I don't."